This is Decoded Datebook for December 26th. If you listen to Decoded Datebook on Christmas Eve, you may recall that in 1914, a push was sweeping through the eastern portion of the state to close stores early for the sake of the employees, allowing them to celebrate the holiday at home with family and friends rather than working with harried customers scrambling over picked-over stock. A year before, in Fargo, a committee appointed by the Housewives League had tried to get stores to close by 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. They failed, only achieving a compromise agreement of 9 p.m. So it was a change of attitude a year later when it was announced in Fargo that the stores unanimously decided to close early at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. This change came about in part due to the work of Father Egan of St. Mary's Cathedral. He was the first and most prominent advocate for the idea and pushed for the change. As a result of being delivered from the usual horror of Christmas shoppers, retail workers grouped together to buy him a gift. The clerks of the A.L. Moody department store bought him a box of cigars. Sales clerks at O.J. DeLondresi's, Herbst, The Francis, Shotwell's, Black's, Olson's, and Ricker's went in together and bought him flowers. Yet Father Egan was not the only one to reap some extra rewards. On top of the reduced hours, several stores gave their clerks special treats. The firm of Joseph and Hank Furriers gave their employees each a gold piece for Christmas. The Herbst store employees also received gold pieces, with the size of the piece depending on the length of time they'd been employed. Many other happy reports were recounted in newspapers on this date. Stories of Christmas programs, Christmas trees, events for kids, and of course, the litany of reports concerning people who had traveled in and out of Fargo for the holidays. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.